This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we're gonna get to the Supreme Court ruling here in a moment, because I think it deserves our conversation. It's such a significant story. Certainly something we've talked about an awful lot on this show. But I have to get to the fact that we lost last night. We were up for a Marconi in what category?
Podcasting category.
Podcast category.
Of the year, something like that. I'll look it up exactly.
Look it up. And it was tied to our 100th anniversary get together, and then we submitted it for this category, correct? Do I have this right?
Yes. Best radio podcast of the year was the category. We were among, I believe, five finalists in that category.
Okay, I was there that night. I had a lot of fun. By no means do I think that was one of the five best podcasts in radio in the entire United States of America.
Well, you're missing out.
Yeah.
It would have been number one. I think we really let the people down with you and Jason leading it off,
right? Well, that's what I was going to say. We literally open with your song.
Yeah.
Your song opened, and I think that set the wrong tone. Right away, oh, here comes the guy who's the brand manager, not program director. You know what? Maybe it's this guy's fault. If you're the brand manager, maybe you should have done a better job managing your brand, and we wouldn't have lost.
We did not submit for the gala.
Oh.
That was not. Oh. It was every one of the. It was 100 days. We did a feature every day on the most significant moments ever heard on WCCO.
Well,
we backed it up and went right to the birthday.
So we submitted all 100?
Well, we submitted we gave them samples. I'm sure they didn't want 100.
Who decided the samples?
Me.
Yeah.
I'm the one who created the deal.
Yeah. Was this show featured in any of those
We got to be a finalist. You were featured in a couple of them.
Couple? Yeah. Do you believe that?
I don't remember it.
I do remember that, what is it, 101?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting there. So don't step on the touchdown call here. There was a clamoring. People were telling me, the masses, the trades were talking about it.
Uh-huh. Like he reads the trades.
They arrive at my house daily. That the public did not understand how the 101st greatest moment in WCCO Radio's history. Do you have it right there? Could you fire it right here? Yeah.
It's time for Overrated.
Underrated. Go ahead, sing along.
Properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO.
Okay, we get the point.
Call
this
text,
was not... Okay, go ahead. I know you wanted to play. This was not included in the top 100. And let me just tell you...
That's the reason we lost.
This is a fireable offense for you. Because this... And I love you, and you know, and I'll miss you. And we'll give you a mention, like a 56er, when I go long in the poor clock management. I'll say, hey, Brad Lane, it's been good.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you would have included this, can you prove to me right now that that was irrelevant to us winning the award. You don't know that. If that would have been, like, say, like 99, that might have sealed the deal. That piece of art, which I know you enjoy.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
Did we submit any of the weekly segments that are podcasted of Overrated, Underrated, which are all led with that tune?
And they're gold, every one.
We did not.
Yeah. I mean, for a while, the first 50 events were people getting murdered left and right.
It was a lot of killing.
I mean, everyone was. 77 people dead, you know?
CCO was the
bridge collapse, 9/11.
I was thinking, are these the greatest moments or,
you know,
is this
Pearl Harbor,
macabre
JFK
moments? Yeah,
yes.
I mean, you know?
That's been a lot of the significant moments in our history, unfortunately.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this today?
The loss.
Losing? Yeah, the loss.
Just I happy didn't even a specific think of it as a one didn't win?
Do what?
Just happy a specific other entry didn't win?
That certainly entered into it.
Yeah.
I didn't love losing to a rock like.
Oh yeah, who won?
Drive in Chicago.
Behind the Song.
Behind the Song. It was like a Behind the Music VH1 kind of a
thing. So they stole their bit?
I think they did.
Yeah.
I think they did. We submitted, to be fair.
What else did we submit?
You have to submit examples because they don't want the whole thing. They want the idea, what was behind it.
Yeah.
Was there sponsorship dollars to it? So they want the whole kit and caboodle. We submitted
who is
the phone call.
And where's the caboodle?
Caboodle. They're our new morning show, by the way. Kit and caboodle. We submitted the phone call where Hubert Humphrey is on with Boone and Erickson and finds out via a CBS special report that he's going to be called that afternoon by LBJ to become the vice president.
And you think that's better than Texas Topic? Really? I mean, Dave?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. No, that is pretty good.
And the other one was one of the other ones was the murderer calling.
Oh yeah,
Bruce Hagovic.
Bruce Hagovic.
In the newsroom on a Sunday morning saying, yeah, I did it.
So. Yeah, but these both happened decades ago. Where's the current material?
What was done for
We're
slavery?
Trying to get the
it was
award
100
now.
Years. It was 100 years. It was across the spectrum. One was in 63. The other was in 2000.
I'm putting the L on you.
I'll take it. Hang it. I'm putting the L on our news director, Lindsay Peterson. I sent him there. He said he was the good luck charm.
Yeah, that's another thing. Why does Lindsay always get to go to New York? I'm willing.
I went the last time.
Okay, I'm willing to go next time.
Okay.
Now, I want to stay for like a week.
Oh, well.
And do I have to go to the event?
That's part of the deal.
We
won. Like, he wasn't there to accept the trophy.
You know, plan on going, then stop at an Irish pub beforehand, and then,
It's like the few times I've had conversations and potentially going back to the Wolves with some folks, and I'm like, I only want to do like 20 games, and I'm not going to practice. I'm not going to shoot around. It's got to be in Phoenix, and I kind of want to roll into my game time.
To be fair, the reason I didn't go is I had already been to New York for family vacation for one whole week, and then I went for a media conference, a radio conference, and one of the nights they had this huge get-together with all the people, hey, come to the big bash. I skipped out and went over to the U.S. Open. Because that was the same week.
Yeah.
So that was more important for me.
Reason why we didn't win.
Yeah. Okay. Disrespecting the entire industry like that.
That'll be in the trades.
They knew that?
Yeah, they do. All sorts of talk. Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to set the record straight.
Yeah,
it wasn't the gala.
Oh, okay.
So that would have won.
Yeah, that would have won.
It would have won for how long we made people sit there.
Oh, I left. You think I stayed for that?
Well,
of course,
you did your bit. Did the interview with T-Pie?
No, I stayed a little more than that.
But
then I looked around. I got to be honest. I looked at some of those folks. I went, I don't really want to hear them. No, in my bedtime, we went out. I didn't want to hear some of the folks.
You went to the bar down the way and
correct.
In the theater.
No, that's what we did for Jenny's event. You know, convinced Jason not even to show. Sorry, Jenny. Thank you. 2:15. What do you want, stretching? This guy, I mean, he wakes up at like 3 a.m. He should be stretching. Yeah, let's go. Maybe if he slept in a little bit more, we would have won the damn award.
Would have helped.
Stretch Lab is everywhere in the metro area. 13 locations, and they're willing Tapia, did you hear the enthusiasm for Andy Luger on stretching and how vital important it is for all of us? Now, yes, at your house, because I don't think you're going to go to Stretch Lab every single day. They'd take you. They would take you. But like me, I go sometimes on my own. I bring Q. Sometimes Nathan Quinton's para brings him. Kathleen brings him. There is an endless amount of ways you can benefit from stretching. And also, there's such a variety of people who go. Like right now, there's going to be plenty of people saying, is this my last weekend to play golf? And can I finish with a flourish? Can that last shot be something that's pretty good? Now, get physically fit so that back doesn't hurt. So the glutes, remember when Tiger used to say, my glutes didn't activate?
Got to fire the glutes.
Yeah, fire your glutes. Maybe you're a runner. Maybe you're somebody who lays on the couch way too much. All of you are available for a great session with trained professionals. Get that first 50-minute session. I joke about it, but it's truly helped me a lot and my son. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's just the amount of time Ant's dribbling off to the side.
That's right.
Pass the ball, Ant. Come on. Music tied to the Wolves. Season beginning tonight. We're going to get to the Wolves next segment. Jim Peterson returns for his regular visits with us at 105. We're lucky enough to have a great rotation of Wolves guests. Jim being the regular. And I never take for granted what a great friend I have in Jim. We just laughed and had great fun talking last night. Supreme Court today rules that the human rights of a transgender weightlifter were violated when USA Powerlifting refused to let her compete as a woman at two of their events held in Minnesota. Okay? This is from our guy Jeff Day. It was a unanimous opinion. Narrowly focused on the specific details of the Human Rights Act and said USA Powerlifting has presented a legitimate argument that they had a business reason to make this decision. Because they try to be narrow, and there's a lot of rulings that happen with courts all the time that deal with the really tight specifics and not as much the broad conversation which happens in the public, including on shows like this. The Chief Justice, Natalie Hudson, as Jeff Day writes, largely sidestepped, the intensity of the topic to focus on the legislature's intent to protect the rights of people regardless of their sexual orientation and gender identity while allowing businesses to operate in a discriminatory fashion if they have a legitimate business reason. The court ruled that USA powerlifting policy expressly prohibited transgender women from competing in the women's division of a powerlifting competition is factually discriminatory. Legal questions remain over whether USA Powerlifting had legitimate competition concerns that led to them to bar J.C. Cooper. Just a reminder, Cooper, Minneapolis native, applied to take part in two USA Powerlifting competitions in 2018. Born a male, struggled with gender identity throughout her life. When she applied to compete, again, this is goes back, shows how long the court system takes, 7 years ago, she was taking medications to treat gender dysphoria and applied for a medical exemption because this particular drug was banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. The exemption request was made, and USA Powerlifting was aware that Cooper was transgender. In denying a request, the weightlifting organization wrote that male-to-female transgenders are not allowed to compete as females in our static strength sport as it is a direct competitive advantage. Okay, let me get to the first part. The first part for me is there are definitely specific areas, in my view, and you don't have to agree with my view, that's part of the show, all the time, where there are individuals, when they get to a certain age, when there absolutely can be an advantage for a former male who has transitioned to a female against an all-female field. I think there are. I also think for those who think there's no competitive advantage at a certain age in certain sports, you are sticking your head in the sand. Okay. Also, there are, in the broader sense, so many people who just want to offer up hate and disgust and contempt for individuals who are transitioning. It is shameful and embarrassing. Life shouldn't be how you've decided life should be. If you personally don't know someone who has transitioned, if you are someone who's going to tell me that there's only two genders, if there's someone where you feel comfortable saying belligerent comments, we don't agree. And it can't be just because, Dave, well, I can't personally identify with that. Is that really our prism in life? Is that it? I can't identify with this, so I'm against it. How many aspects of our life would we be just discounting and disbelieving and dismissing because we can't identify? I, without a shred of doubt, believe whatever the number might be, it's not a small number, but it's also completely exaggerated by the haters. Without a doubt, believe we have had people for decades and decades and decades. There's just more of a willingness to be open about it, who believe pick the original gender, born a female but think they're a male, or vice versa. Do you really think everybody who's doing this is just making this up? They're just making it up. By the way, as someone who has a family relative who is transitioned, and my love for this individual has changed zero, when you throw all of them have mental health issues, you're just being cruel. Are there individuals who are transitioning who may have that? Yeah, you're right. There are people in this building who deal with mental health issues. I have talked before about different points in my life where I sought therapy, where I dealt with depression. Okay, this boogeyman of mental health is still awful. Some of these same people find it, you know, awful, and they all have mental health issues. But then anytime there's a shooter, we need more mental health. But then if somebody tries to make it a transition, an enormous change in your life, they just want to use mental health against them in a derogatory way. So we can have both conversations, ladies and gentlemen, where I believe, and by the way, some of this medication that some adults are giving their kids at such a young age, I'm 100% against. I'm 100% against. And I also get that argument, Dave, because it's complicated, because we've had passionate phone calls with individuals who transition or parents who made that change and said, if I personally, these are callers, didn't start taking those puberty blockers or whatever medicine we're talking about when I was 14, 15, I would have taken my life. And so I really wrestle incredibly with that part. But I also know the incredible changes in your mind and your awareness and brain formation from when you're 12 to 19 to 24. And so this is an example where nuance ends so much in life. Where why can't we have a conversation and say at a certain age, and potentially in a powerlifting competition, where someone has transitioned from male to female, do I have concerns about the fairness of that, the equality of that? I do. I'm also someone who just told you how awful and repugnant I think these comments are, where they're belittling, cruel, and mean. I think it's incredibly exaggerated, the amount of transgender kids that we really have across the country. If we can get to a point where at a certain age we have enough individuals who are willing to speak out and participate in transgender sports, is that a potential solution? Sure. I'm going to let you jump in because I've been filibustering way too long. Let's just remember this last thing. You are saying to individuals who didn't just, like, go get a ham sandwich and they just said out of nowhere, you know, I got nothing going on this afternoon. I'm going to transition.
It's a normal thing to do after a ham sandwich, I think.
Right. They have lived in this body for an incredibly long time. Think about this. And you just feel like, I'm not truly a female. I'm a male, or vice versa. And the default of so many people out there is to be cruel to these folks. Where is your effing compassion? I talked too long. What do you want to say?
It's hard for so many people because so many people don't understand where a person like this could be coming from, because we don't have those feelings. We don't understand the struggle within your own mind of, I feel like I was born in a body I should not have been born in. That doesn't excuse hate. That doesn't excuse ridicule. It doesn't excuse mocking somebody. Obviously not. That's terrible behavior. A little compassion would be nice, as you said. You know, in this specific case with J.C. Cooper, I can't take myself out of the mindset of a dad of two girls, one of which who's loving being on the swim team right now,
mm-hmm.
loves competing in meets, loves getting to the pool a few nights a week and working her hardest to get her strokes down and all that, and thinking, okay, what if she's in high school, maybe beyond, who knows, competing, and she's thinking she might win a race, and she's beaten by somebody who is transitioned from male to female. How would I feel about that? How should she feel about that? And it's a real struggle. It's a real struggle. I want everybody to have their opportunity to play sports. Sports are a wonderful thing. All extracurriculars are
Let's
wonderful
things. Let's
not
isolate people even more.
No, we shouldn't. But at the same time, as a dad, if I see her finish second and get out-touched by somebody who used to be a male, has transitioned to female, I'm sorry, I'm going to say that was unfair. I just will, and I don't think it's cruel to say that. I don't think it's cruel
to
say.
For the folks who say, and I'm not as bothered by it when kids are younger.
Sure.
It's as they get older.
And you hit puberty. And those changes
puberty
happen.
And the competitive level clearly changes.
Yes. I think you can say, I'm sorry, but because of your specific situation, because of when you transition, because you hit puberty, all those things, I think you can say, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to compete in girls' or women's sports. And that's not necessarily discriminatory. It's just being fair to those that were born female, that remain female, and didn't get those physiological advantages at a young age.
We have a congresswoman in the United States who, when she first ran, was very compassionate on LGBTQ issues, was a centrist. And that's Nancy Mace, who's become a very visible congresswoman. And then, like so many, she just saw the power of MAGA and said, if I don't get on board, I'm toast. Because Donald Trump didn't want a centrist. He wanted a true believer. And so she's now moved her positions dramatically, including as a woman who's the first female to graduate from the Citadel, as a woman who spoke powerfully, eloquently, and emotionally about how she was sexually assaulted. And then whenever anybody brings this issue up, all she can say is tranny, 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 as if she's a two-year-old and is just learning the English language.
Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing.
It's hate. It's hate and it's brand. That's what I'm talking about, where you can, as a father who's empathetic to individuals who are facing this and also feel like this is unfair, but lead with intellect and compassion and try to find a way for respect on all sides. And then we see somebody like Nancy Mace, and then we see Trump, who in his heart of hearts, I don't think he gives a damn about this issue. Just look who he was for 40 years in New York. Didn't give a damn about the conservative social issues, but astutely saw, I'm going to become the guy the evangelicals love.
Yeah, it riles up MAGA. That's the only reason he cares to talk about it.
And particularly the evangelicals, mm-hmm. right? And so then, two genders. He's going with that all the time. And again, you can have a fair conversation, but you just need to look in the mirror sometimes about the hate that's offered, because that might be your best friend someday. That might be your son or daughter someday. That might be your best friend's daughter who you've known her entire life. And we've offered up all this filth. And then it's somebody you know who you care for. You going to offer up that same filth? There's too much of that going on. Let's pause. This hour, we're going from blaming Brad Lane, rightfully so, for losing the Marconi, to the transgender topic, to what is a successful season for the Wolves. And we went from Andy Luger, where we were talking about serious issues, to Andy Luger, maybe I mean, no one has ever lost fewer games as a guard in college football than Andy Luger. Never lost a game.
That's right.
And oh, by the way,
he won all the games.
He won every game
as the offensive guard, and that turned him to a pastronaut.
Then he's the pastronaut. Then
leader of the pastronaut fan club.
Then he's delusional because Brandel did hold and Hawkinson didn't catch the ball. But we went from NVEs to football to fraud and more of NVEs. We're trying to give you a cross-section. Hopefully you like a lot of it. We're willing to bounce around a little bit. Okay. The team on the male side with the highest expectations, the Wolves. Their expectations don't compare with the Lynx because they got four titles and they almost won 2 years ago when they screwed up and also they got screwed. Then this year we saw what happened with controversy and Fee getting injured. So their expectation is just to win a title every year. The Wolves, I was there for a lot of it. It was a clown show for a lot of it. But now, the epitome of the salad days for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Back-to-back Western Conference Finals where they were dismissed quickly. But they start tonight. What is a successful season for the NBA team in town? They're pretty damn popular right now. Jim Pete on tomorrow. What is a successful season for the Wolves this year? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, we had to give plenty of dialogue to the last topic because of its serious merit. We will talk plenty of Wolves throughout the year, guaranteed. It's the team in town I by far pay closest attention to, and after working there for a long, long time, I still, even though I've been gone for a while, it's the only team I care in town if they win. So when you go to two straight Western Conference Finals, Dave, can you say the season is a success if, let's say, you win 54 games in the regular season, finish third behind Oak City and the Nuggets, win your first-round series against take your pick, and then you match up with the Nuggets, and you lose in a competitive, thrilling, enthralling seven-game series to the Nuggets? But that's one round short of where you've been. But going into the year, I think most of us believe, at least I do, Thunder, I think, are well ahead of everybody. I really do. Second, not quite sure I'm as high on Denver as some others, but they're absolutely in the mix to be the second best team, right? And if you want to make the argument the Wolves are in that mix, they got to show me a few more things. But are they one of the 5-6 best teams in the league? Absolutely. So, and some might say, well, if you've went to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back years to be successful, you got to go one round further.
You've been knocking on the door?
Yeah.
Time to kick it down?
Yeah, Bum Phillips. My scenario, Dave Harrigan, who loves sports, doesn't pay as much attention to Wolves as I do, but still watches plenty of it. In that scenario, they go 54-28, and that'd be a hell of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat the Warriors, and in an uber-competitive series, they lose like a five-game, game seven, to the best player in basketball, because he is. It was a joke, an absolute joke, that Joker didn't win the MVP.
Good pun.
And I worked it in there. Over SGA, who I love, he's just not him. I mean, if you ask the other 28 general managers for a game, you take out Denver and Oak City all last year and starting to, who are you going to take, SGA or Joker? It'd be 28 to zip. Okay, so you lose the best player in the game when you might have the fourth or fifth best player in the game, and who knows where he's going to be at the end. Is that a successful season for Dave Harrigan?
Nope.
It's not.
It's not.
Back to the Western Conference Finals. Is that a successful season?
If you lose a competitive series to Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
I think as a fan, you can take that. It hurts. But they were so clearly superior last year to the rest of the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to say, given the Wolves have a very similar makeup that they did last year, that you should beat them this year.
Yeah.
But
the teams are basically the same.
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma City's just added a couple more guys. They didn't lose anybody of significance. They got Jalen Williams hurt right now, but he's coming back soon. And the Wolves lost Naw.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very easy to make, when you talk about Wolves and Denver, it's very easy to make the argument that the Wolves have been better than Denver. They've had their number the last 2 years.
Yep.
So, no, if you go up against them in the playoffs and you lose, even if it's a seven-gamer, comes down to OT in game seven and Joker hits one at the buzzer to send you home, sorry, I think as a Wolves fan, you have a right to be a little irked by that, a little ticked off.
It's interesting because, you know, like Flip's club when they kept going one and out.
They did that a lot.
Denny's club when they went one and out.
Did that a lot.
There can be a feeling, or even the Wild when they go one and out. There can be a feeling.
There's a theme here.
Yeah, we got a theme. We're good at that theme.
Twins, they mostly just go out.
You can be the cynical, accurate, acerbic talk show host or columnist and say, get back to me and fill in the blank. You know, whenever your playoffs start.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it, especially when you're the one and outs. But then that just dismisses the whole regular season. Where if either it's your job or you enjoy the sport, are you literally going to say, I'm not going to even pay any attention. Get back to me when the Wild open up in St. Louis. And actually, get back to me when it's game five. Where are they at? I understand the logic where we keep seeing the same damn thing, and I lived it with the one and dones with the Wolves. And there were a lot of moments in San Antonio, in Portland, in Dallas, back to San Antonio, in L.A., in these first-round losses where at some point, like a game three, when I just was like, I'm in the same damn spot I was a year ago. Where I got to watch the wondrous KG, but guess what? They're going out.
Tim Duncan's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
And Dave Robinson's still there.
Yeah, you know, or hey, that Shaq-Kobe combination, or Dirk and Nash, and you know. But the Wolves, they're a fun team to watch, too. I mean, Ant is a compelling watch. They have continuity. Listen, if you tell me, and it's the combination of Finch and Conley, I think that combo is top six or seven in the league. I think they're both that good. Now, if you told me what is the number one thing that I'm curious about for this team, it's the point guard spot. It just is. You know, Conley, maybe it was just health stuff because he did play better late in the year, but he wasn't at his level last year. Dillingham, they gave up a lot for him. I certainly, in the preseason games, haven't seen enough to feel like if he plays 15 to 20 minutes, or they're going to rest Conley a lot more this year, or when he starts and plays 30 minutes, I haven't seen enough to feel like, oh, he's got it. He's figured it out. But guess what? You know what happens also? Sometimes you play a lot. And you know what you're allowed to do? To develop and get better. Get ready for that with J.J. McCarthy. You're allowed to stink for a while and get better. Again, it's the timelines, though. Just like the Vikings where they went all in, the Wolves are all in. And so all of a sudden, if they start sitting down, Conley, like 12, 13 games, and you got to go through the trials and tribulations of Dillingham, does that match up with what they're trying to do? And then if you sit there and say, well, find another point guard on the street, I don't think Magic or Isaiah Thomas are just waiting around to come back.
They might be.
They might be.
You never know.
Not sure they're both at their peak level.
Jordan's doing TV now with NBC. Maybe he's got a couple games in him.
I'd bring him back.
Well, you also got to think of, you know, Rudy. He's not young.
No.
You know, he's 33.
That's the thing, too. When some people, yeah, they have some young guys, and I'm curious about Shannon. Like, and I think they need to play Jalen Clark more. This isn't a young club. I mean, this is Ant's sixth season. Rudy's in his 30s. Randall's not a kid. Jaden's not a kid. Dante's not a kid.
Yeah, Julius is 30 already.
Yeah, and the staff's been around forever. They are set up to win, and you can't have everybody in the same sweet spot, but that point guard spot's going to be huge because you just don't want Ant having the ball constantly.
Ant wants to have the ball constantly.
He does. I hope he's as committed to defense as he has said, and I hope when he says going for the MVP, it's not just about scoring because he can do that, and maybe he turns into the second-best player in the league this year. Be curious. All right. We'll come back, wrap it up. Blois in for Jason. He's next on CCO. You know how many times I listen to this song?
Yes, I do. That's why I had to play it. Just to annoy you.
I mean,
are you going to rip Warren Zevon right now? Are you going to go and do that?
That was the conflict. Because I love Warren Zevon. And if you haven't heard this song in a while, it's a great song. I mean, the lyrics are
so much fun.
So fun, but if I called about, I don't know, 1,300 games or so, and at home, every time I knew Trader Vic's was going to be a part of the conversation, it kind of gave me a conflict.
When you call a Chinese restaurant, do you say, I want to get a big dish of beef chow mein?
Man, oh, man. So good. So good. Among the texts coming in, Western Conference Finals and not to get toasted in it.
That would be good.
That's a very fair point because I get the feeling for, I know I heard some grumbling from people at 600 First Avenue when I offered up the comments. And I offered them up both years because they got dusted by both teams. Yeah, they won a game, right? But when you get your doors blown off in the final game of the season, after you've had a very good year, and it happens back-to-back years, I don't want it to be, well, everything's for naught. Don't enjoy any of the regular season or the success or the two teams you beat before. They no-showed against the Mavericks. and they no-showed against the Thunder in the final two games. Those games were over basically by the first quarter. And so if we're trying to define what is a successful season, and they do get back, let's say they could, you know, in a super competitive, you got the four or five teams who are perpetually not any good and trying to get back in the lottery. But if, let's say, they beat a Clipper team and a Laker team, and then they face the Thunder, and it's the same thing, where two games, you're out of it. One game, by the way, then they crushed Oklahoma City. I'm
yes, they did.
By the second quarter, that game was over. And then really competitive and a hell of a game four. But then just get boat raced. If it's the same thing, then that probably is going to linger as the debate on, can it really be successful if you keep getting here? Like, you can't say it's a failure if you go that far, but if the bar is true success. Cal Raleigh, the other night after the Mariners lost.
Big dumper.
The big dumper. What did he say?
Wasn't happy.
Wasn't happy. Said it's a failure. Blois is in. Jason back tomorrow. Jim Pete. And maybe text the topic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.